The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Another nice of you to show up. Good morning, sir.
A dog who has needs. You know how that works? We all have needs. What's your need today, Jennifer?
I don't know yet.
Start Monday? Really, you don't know what your need is for today?
Not yet.
Really?
It's early. Give me a break.
Rich McFadden is in our studio in Washington. What's your need? You need to go on vacation.
He needs
I do. I need to get away from you for a couple of days.
You need a vacation. All right, so how about you, Kenny?
Sleep. I need some sleep.
Really? That's a lousy way to start the week.
By Friday.
My week started a long time ago.
Did it really? All right.
Yeah.
So the essence of what's going on in the world today, the National Guard is in Ferguson, Missouri. Excuse me. How many people are tired of this? Raise your hands. The situation in Missouri where they have to deploy the National Guard to settle things down. This is America, for God's sakes. What is it? Why? What in the world? More protests over the weekend. Most people at this point in time know the shooting of this unarmed black teenager has created a big to-do. Although some have denounced the release of this videotape of the homicide victim apparently engaging in a robbery minutes before he was shot by the police officer. Have you seen this video?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Yeah, so what do you think? Is it unfair or fair to have released this? Is it irrelevant or relevant?
I think
it's
relevant.
Is it racist or not racist?
I think it's relevant,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's fair. I think that if the police department had this video last week, they should have released it then instead of waiting for 4 or 5 days. I think it does have relevance, is what I'm getting at. Now, do we know that the cop even knew about the video? I don't know, but at least you have all the pieces of the story.
Well, you know there's going to be a homicide trial
mm-hmm.
sooner or later. That'll occur. Kenny, what did you think when you saw this? Whether you see it or not, knowing even that it exists, what does that do for the information? It certainly has changed my point of view just a bit.
It's relevant, for mm-hmm. sure.
I thought I had heard last week that the police chief or the acting police chief, whoever was calling the shots at the end of the week, said that the officer in question did not know anything about this robbery or that Mike Brown could be connected to it.
He didn't know that at the time.
Right.
Okay. And that's why it's somewhat prejudicial. The officer who did the shooting apparently will argue that Mike Brown attacked him and tried to take his gun. That's not likely to be believed if Brown was just a typical innocent teenager walking down the street. But if the videotape seems to show that he had committed a daytime robbery,
mm-hmm.
a jury's much more likely to believe that his
right,
concern
you don't know
over
if they
being
have
apprehended.
A weapon.
And yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Richie, you have a point of view?
He stepped out. I don't have a point of view. Yeah.
The fact that Brown apparently committed the robbery in broad daylight, made no attempt to flee or hide, could sort of suggest a brazen recklessness that might be attached to an 18-year-old wouldn't know
mm-hmm.
Anything or wouldn't be thinking about his own safety. Certainly wouldn't be thinking about others. he wouldn't be thinking about the police officer. That's
yeah. You sure. Walk into a store, broad daylight. You know, there's nothing to cover you. I mean, he looked scary in that video. I mean, he looked intimidating. I guess should be the right word.
How do you look intimidating? What did he do?
No, when you're big and hulking, you're not like, you know, you're not me. When I walk into, here's the difference.
Black movers in my house over the weekend, they didn't look intimidating.
No, of course not.
They were black and hulking.
I'm not saying all black people look intimidating. I'm saying this kid was a big kid. He looked intimidating. He walks into the store with confidence. Here's the deal. If I walk into the store, I'm like, hi, how are you today? I'm smiling and nice and happy. I probably am not going to look intimidating. But he had kind of a, hey, I'm here to rob you look to him.
Wow. You know, one of the things that has kind of come across my desktop as I think about all this stuff and watch it on social media is my brother, who is a white cop in a black neighborhood, posted on this the other day.
He posted, did he?
And just, you know, he posted an article that the wife of the cop wrote.
Really?
And just wanted everybody to kind of think about, not specifically this instance, but just cops in general from the cops' side and what they go through every day.
They don't know what they're walking into.
And what they have to put up with as far as people treating them poorly, what they have to put up with as far as the job goes.
Why would you do this job?
Right. Why would you do this job? So, I mean, it's like firemen. I can't for the life of me understand why somebody would sign up to walk into a burning building. Okay? But they like it. There's something about it.
Okay.
Right. So, but just look at it from another perspective. And I have another friend of mine, a guy I used to work with, probably 70-year-old black guy now. And he keeps posting articles about, you know, the white cops. So over the weekend on Facebook, I introduced them. I said, Carol, this is my brother Ron. My brother Ron is a white cop in a black neighborhood and lives this life every day. Has arrested hundreds and hundreds of people and has never had to pull his gun. So here's a white cop that has never shot a black kid and that works with them every single day. So please don't say that every single cop out there is out to get, you know, it's just... And it's just gotten to that point.
Those are the kind of racist comments that inflame people in circumstances like this, because everybody gets thrown into this. Every cop wastes his time in a donut shop for an hour a day.
Right.
You know, everybody who does this, every teacher.
So then I started to think, it's my job here to support my brother. My brother works in the schools in the worst neighborhoods in Washington, D.C., and he works with these kids every single day. Many of them love him. Call him a Popo Ron, Officer Ron, okay? And some kids don't like him. But you know what? He's never had to shoot a kid. He's never had to pull his gun.
Well, so what does that tell you? Seems to me that this is an attitudinal thing. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer or Rich at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. So, Kenny, there must be a lot in the talking section, which is basically, well, talking, writing. Nobody's talking when they're in social media, but they're writing their thoughts about things. So what sort of things are credible? What sort of claims are being made? What sort of key statements do we have from people who want to express themselves?
Maria says, with them releasing the name of the cop who murdered Mike Brown, it means just one thing. He's far away and in seclusion.
Well, okay. This was the number one item last week, supplanting political items in terms of conversation on news talk radio stations, like what most of you are listening to this morning in this arena. So the number one, in my mind, there now have become two, maybe three issues associated with this. If there was a felony that took place, all right, it's got to have this is the process and this is how it's taken care of. If it was some policeman harassing somebody else, then that's a different story. But I go beyond that because I started, and I think I said this on the air, I started Thursday, and I think I may have said this Friday morning, looking at all the weapons these guys have, SWAT teams, that kind of stuff. Ferguson is a small town. I mean, what, 14, I don't even think it's 14,000, 12,000, 14,000 people. Maybe not that many. So where do they get all of this armament? Where do they get all these guns? Where do they get all this paraphernalia that they've got? And then started nosing around, mostly because, coincidentally, in the last week or two, there have been requests and information released about various government agencies who are trying to basically militarize themselves up, gun up, if you will. The USDA wants submachine guns. The IRS now wants submachine guns. And then where's this stuff coming from? And why do they want this? And why now? Well, if you know the calendar, the federal calendar goes from November 1st to October 31st. And the Pentagon, like all other agencies, has a budget that's not based on any good business. It's based on what you spent last year. We'll give you that much money or maybe more next year. That's how it works. That's how it's worked forever. Many people have tried to change it, and they haven't been able to. So here's the Pentagon with all this money that they get every year because many of you yell and scream about being protected. We have $700 billion being spent, which is more than any and all other countries on the face of the planet put together when it comes to militarization, getting money for ships, for planes, for armament, hiring men. We don't want to take care of them after they get shot, but we want to hire them and we put them out in harm's way. So at the end of the day, there's so much money there. This is so lucrative for the military-industrial complex. These guys who all want to, when they get their early retirement, go to work for the people who are procuring, the people who are procuring that work in the Pentagon, they all want to go to work for Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, whoever it is that's building the planes or who's making the guns. That's just the way it works. So, under the circumstances, there aren't a lot of questions asked. They're just trying to feather their own nest, many of these people that work in the Pentagon, especially procurement people. But anybody, they're getting their connection. That's how it works. So they have all of this surplus military material that they don't have anything to do with. And in many cases, they order it knowing that they don't need it or they will never use it. And because there is a law that was passed a number of years ago that allows the Pentagon to give to local communities or to agencies who apply for it any material they want free, that's where all this stuff is coming from. So now it's become a matter of business, a matter of course, for towns and cities and for agencies to apply for this stuff way in advance. And they put the order in for it at the beginning of the year, and now is about the time when they start distributing it. And it's been distributed like this for a long time. So that's why there's so much. We have become a militarized country. The militarization of America is taking place right before your very eyes. And I think that's the third part of this that nobody's talking about. Does it have to do specifically with Ferguson? No. Does it have specifically to do with Mr. Brown? No. Does it have specifically to do with the public or the law and the police? Yeah, it sure does. So I think that's another. We all want to know whether Brown is guilty. We want him to be punished. Well, he's not going to be punished because he's dead, but we want the people that are around him to be punished. We want the policeman not to be punished if he did this in self-defense, and if he didn't, he should go to jail for the rest of his life. 20 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I-
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Good morning. Across America, people are saying, ah!
What?
Yes, this is allowed. Are we supposed to be waking people up? I think that's part of this, isn't it?
No matter what time of day, absolutely.
Aerosmith resuming their Let Rock Rule tour. I like that. Let Rock Rule. The Gorge is the location in Washington State. They had previously canceled the tour's appearance at Concord, California's Concord Pavilion, so drummer Joey Kramer could undergo a minor medical procedure at the time rumors circulated he was having a heart problem.
Rocker's getting old. I want to do a reality show.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that is a good idea, right? Health concerns have been an issue for a lot of these rockers, as Jennifer is suggesting, and Aerosmith has been no exception to this. Tony Hamilton, who's their bassist, missed a lot of the 2006 tour, recovering from throat and tongue cancer. Now, how do you suppose he started? We got that, huh?
Well.
And then Steven Tyler fell off stage, had 20 stitches and a broken shoulder. Remember that?
That was nasty.
Then guitarist Brad Whitford, no relation to actor Bradley Whitford, sat out a couple of tour days, recovering from a serious head injury. And then Hamilton left the tour last year for an unspecified illness. Aerosmith's future seems to be a big question mark. So why is it necessary? Why would we be concerned about Aerosmith? So they've recorded a lot of albums.
Why would you be concerned about any classic rocker that you've watched over your whole lifetime?
I'd be concerned about the Moody Blues.
So what you're saying is you're not an Aerosmith fan, so you can care less whether they die or fall off of the stage.
Richie's got it! Yay!
Right. Just so we're clear.
Yeah, that's it. I don't care. But I figure there are a lot of people like you who do.
I like that.
I will tell you, they will be playing in Denver on Tuesday night, and a friend of mine is going, and he said you should come along because there are plenty of tickets left.
All right, so you're going on vacation. Why are you going to Denver?
My friend Laura moved out there a few years ago, and we thought it would be a neat, different vacation than going to the beach.
It will be.
Yeah.
You'll get bloody noses. If you're not used to the altitude.
The mile hype.
Oh, yeah, you might.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
My son.
I never got a bloody nose.
Bloody nose.
Really?
That's about it. Yeah, nothing serious.
Because he's got those bad genes you passed down to him.
Yeah, it's on my fault. Right. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, now referencing last Friday night on the late night monologue circuit. The only one who was on live last Friday was Jimmy Fallon. Here he jokes about the president who last week, I don't know, is he still on, is the president still on vacation?
He is.
Why did everybody, you see, even though I'll play the cut and then I'll tell you what I was thinking.
Well, the president's still on vacation, that's nice. A lot of people are very unhappy about this, given everything that's going on right now. But a new report shows that George W. Bush went on vacation 349 days during the same period of his presidency, while Obama has only gone on vacation 129 days. While most Americans are like, yeah, yeah, that's still way too much vacation. You're the 129 days. That's over 4 months of vacation. You're the president of the United States. That's the word.
All right, so...
You know, we laugh at that. Hmm. He's right. When you think of it in like 4 months, 6 months, 12 months, wow.
The other side might say they really don't ever take vacation.
Right.
They're always working.
They're always on. Yeah, so they may post something that agrees or disagrees.
But the funny one about this is that there's a video of Senator Obama going around saying, listen, when you sign up for this office, you don't give vacation. You give all of your time to the people.
Yeah.
You do not take vacation.
Well, I mean, I'm not using him as an example of much of anything because I think that there are lots of credibility issues with him. But it's a tough job. Need a little time off here.
Oh, sure.
And you're not ever really off.
Right. If you don't unwind, you'll blow your cork.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, since people uniformly agree Ronald Reagan was a charming guy with a high EQ, can his policies of Reaganism survive without Reagan?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with this person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Admirers and critics agree that Ronald Reagan was a very charming guy, but can the policies of Reaganism survive Reagan?
Yes, I think it can. I think one of the greatest attributes that Reagan displayed that I remember that seems to permeate the Republican Party today is he had character. He obviously knew how to, as a former actor, to compel his audience to listen to what he had to say. And I think that his shining city on the hill really did inspire people. So yes, Mark Green, you still can't have Reaganism today.
Well, I certainly agree with Ron Christie that his character was sterling. I don't know that Reaganism as such, I'm not sure that it really exists today. The thing that fascinated me about Perlstein's book is the central question of how it is that the Republican Party went from being the party of Nixon and my father to the party that denies evolution, that thinks that carrying a gun into a kindergarten class is a good idea, that thinks that climate change is a big hoax just fabricated by scientists worldwide. How did it make that transition?
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Monday morning, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I, the essence of what is happening today, what will perhaps happen. Sometimes we're a prognosticator. Sometimes we're looking ahead. Although the latest from Missouri, just to underscore the situation, is I sort of took in a different conversational into a different direction with my concern about how all of these police departments are getting armed up, militarized as they are. It doesn't take away from the story of Mr. Brown and from his key eyewitness, Mr. Johnson, and what it is that's going on. This is an extraordinary situation. And the Attorney General, Mr. Holder, used that term, saying these are extraordinary circumstances that surround the death of Mr. Brown, and so a request by the Brown family to look into the situation, the Attorney General says, will give you a prompt decision. I don't know about you guys, but in my mind, the Justice Department has nothing to do with this, has no business being there. This is a state
it's
and
a state
federal
issue, for sure.
Issue, and it's more overreach.
State and local issue, you mean?
What I say?
State and federal.
Oh, sorry. No, I mean state and local. Yes, feds have no, they have no sway in this.
This is a dangerous, dangerous place we're going when the federal government steps into a local crime and decides that they are going to.
Well,
look
but
into
it's
it.
Back to what I was talking about before. It's the federalization of everything.
Right.
The federal government wants to give machine guns to the IRS now, to the DEA. Well, the DEA's got them anyway. The FDA, the USDA.
Well, and to take it one step farther.
That's why I took back the DEA. Yeah. The DEA has them.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
And as Rich would like to say, I'm going to put on my my tinfoil hat for a second. But the one thing that you will hear constantly is that, yes, you can still buy guns, but you can't buy ammunition anymore. Why? Because the government is stockpiling ammunition.
Right.
So you can still have your weapons, no problem. But try to go to Big Five and buy some bullets for those guns that you have, and it's really, really difficult. If you don't go on the day they get their stock in, you're waiting for a week. You're waiting for another week, and that's because the government is buying up ammunition.
All right, so back to Ferguson for a moment or two. How many people saw pictures of the Quick Trip convenience store that has burned down? This is the main gathering place now for demonstrators. Every night there's been somebody there with a loudspeaker on top of a silver sedan broadcasting with community information on it. There's a woman who's been pleading for those who have braved the rain to leave the area. Usually there's a curfew at midnight, I think, isn't there? There, and they try to clean the place out by midnight. Why don't they have a curfew at dark? Why wait till midnight? Why do they have these people wandering around? If you want to have order, then you keep them out of town when it gets dark. They're all kinds of strange things.
I guess they're trying to give them time to peacefully protest and figure out,
protest in the daytime.
Well, people don't get home from work until 6, 7 o'clock at night sometimes. Okay, so let's allow those people to go out and peacefully protest. But let's all agree that nothing good happens after midnight.
After dark. You know, what I thought was interesting about the story I was reading over the weekend, I don't know if you guys know Nelly, but Nelly's a pretty famous rapper. He did Hot in Here. You know, he's actually from Ferguson, Missouri, and he came out over the weekend and was talking about how he thought these protests were not doing the residents any favors. And he said he was urging everybody, he was urging his neighbors and his family to in that area that's still there to make sure that you're doing peace, that you're doing it the right way, that you're not using violence. And he started a scholarship fund in the name of Michael Brown, which some other rappers like T.I. had jumped into, and they started donating, you know, $5,000-$10,000. But I actually thought it was kind of cool and positive that a rapper who's from that area comes out and says, look, violence not the way to get things done. Let's wait and see what happens. You know, take a little more cool-headed approach to this.
I don't understand why people think they need to make a statement by going down and destroying
nobody understands that.
In their own neighborhood, hurting the people that they're trying to protect.
Well, nobody really gets that.
So
the highway patrol captain, his name is Ron Johnson, telling reporters yesterday that the latest round of police action there was prompted by armed individuals and not by protesters. So there are people there who are definitively there to stir the pot. Jesse Jackson showed up on, was it Friday or Saturday? When did he show up there? He was there over the weekend anyway. And I'm not sure what his message was, because all I saw was that he was there.
Well, when there's cameras and stuff like this going on, Jesse Jackson, not
Al
a big stretch.
Sharpton can't be far behind.
Exactly.
Yeah. But in the meantime, there was a part of me over the weekend that thought I might get on a plane and go there myself and do the program from there for a couple of days.
Everybody's there. And how surreal is it if you've lived in Ferguson your whole life? No one even knew where it was. And now you're like the center of this is the center of the entire United States right now. Everybody knows Ferguson. They know what's happening. You've got media coming into town. Man, oh, man.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, then what do? I think we've talked about it enough here for a while, but I just want people to help themselves. Actually, Kenny, I don't think I gave you time to give any more. If you have two or three, four more comments that you think are helpful here, please add them from our social media.
I'm not sure how helpful, but Charles says, the National Guard is being deployed. What about charging the officer who shot an unarmed man 6 times? Why don't they start there?
Well, was he unarmed? Now this new video seems to question that. So I guess that would be the question I would ask.
I don't think they found any weapons on him, but the new video claims that it's...
Yeah, what do you think the officer thought walking into him?
Right. Well, the video of him robbing a guy of his robbing Swisher Sweets from the convenience store, mm-hmm. Michael Brown.
Yeah.
So, you know, they still have to prove that it's him in the video. One of the lawyers said it looks like him. Mm-hmm. So he steals some Swisher Sweets, walks down the road, and then runs into this cop. You know. So then what happens?
So is that you shoot him? He shoot the guy because he stole stuff like that?
No, the cop didn't even know that was, if that's him in the video, it didn't even know it was him.
Was there an identity? I saw two or three times where this police officer was going to be identified. The wrong guy was identified first. Then the police chief said they were going to identify him. And then the state police said, no, you're not going to do that. What are you going to do that for? He'll become an instant target. So what actually did happen? Anybody, has this guy been identified or not?
Yes.
Darren Wilson is his name.
Yes. His name is Darren Wilson. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what's happened to him since his name has been put out there?
I don't know where he is.
Not a peep.
I'm betting he's not in Ferguson.
I'm betting he's not home, right?
Not home. All right, so the poll last week that I made reference to a few minutes ago, which asks of the top 10 talk topics of the week, which was most important to you? No surprise and pretty consistent with what's been going on, immigration policy was number one in the hearts and minds of the people who responded, at least, to the poll at DougStefan.com. Number two, that 36% of you said that was most important to you. 20% of you said the ISIS threat and our policy in Iraq. See, I wouldn't have agreed with that. Robin Williams' death was number three, 11%. This item was number four. And just my own prejudice makes me think that when there's something going on in America like this, it ought to be our focus. We're not really impacted by what's happening in Iraq other than the men and women that we have to send there, and maybe you get back involved in a war, but I don't sense that as being reality. The immigration thing, yep, if it weren't for Michael Brown, I would say immigration would have been number one. Robin Williams wouldn't even been there from my point of view, because I just think that what we know now and what there is to the man's life was well stated, and yeah, I mean, over the course of the week, a lot of people were talking about it, as they were talking about the passing of Lauren Bacall and the Tony Stewart thing last week, the weekend before this last weekend. So I thought you'd be interested in knowing what some of the main thrust of people's interests are. 888-302-3684. So Kenny, give us one more tidbit there if you want.
Let's see. Paul says the media wants to stir up racism. They love riots. It's more airtime for them. Mm-hmm. I think this cop felt threatened and shot the big kid, but only two people really know what happened, and one of them is dead.
Yeah. Is this the same sort of thing as the Zimmerman case?
No.
Because?
Zimmerman should have never been there.
And this is a real police officer,
right,
too. Zimmerman
right.
was just
Zimmerman was a moron.
Guard.
He should have never been out
okay.
there.
Okay, but let's carry it through, Richie, to the impact that it's having and the conversation that we're having about race relations.
Once you get there, yes. I mean, we're in the same boat.
Mm-hmm. So are we maturing at all? Is anything changing? We're having a lot of conversation about this since Zimmerman. That was 2 years ago, wasn't it? Trayvon Martin case was at least 2 years ago.
At least.
So have we grown up? Have we matured?
No.
Have we
Nothing.
Not a bit. Nothing's changed.
Same place.
Okay. So let's have a cup of coffee. Everybody ready for that? Jennifer, some BuzzBox coffee, please.
Hey, and you know what I'm drinking it out of?
What are you drinking it out of? A Doug
My
Steffen
Ronald
mug?
Reagan Presidential Library mug.
Really?
Yes.
Why don't you have a Doug Steffen mug?
You know what? No one's ever given me one.
You know, at the Ronald Reagan Library.
You what, Richie?
They didn't sell the Doug Steffen mugs at the Ronald Reagan Library.
I should work on that thing.
That's the problem.
Really?
Oh, my God. Well, you can get the mug if you want at DougSteffen.com when you go to the... I've got to get a couple of different messages here. Now that you've suggested that we could be drinking it, it's a Good Day Goodie. The mug is available for purchase, official Good Day merchandise, at DougSteffen.com. Click on the picture of the mug and the link. It'll take you, Jennifer, directly to the Good Day Goodie store, where you can click on the Good Day logo on Facebook, and you can order it there. So what you really, if you're really, really a Doug Steffen fan, if you're really, really into it, you're going to be drinking BuzzBox coffee, Jennifer, out of a Doug Steffen mug.
Really? I love you, Dougie.
But this is what you'd hear if Jen had to look at your face every time she's doing to take a sip.
Right. Yeah.
Here's what I do. I actually hold your mug with your mug on it in front of my mug and talk to you every day. You know?
I see.
BuzzBox combines the everyday habit of a cup of coffee with a great taste. If you're tired of the Starbucks routine, if you've tired of the Dunkin' Donuts routine, if you've tired of going to the convenience store and drinking that coffee, and even as you hear us talk about how good the coffee is, and you wonder, okay, well, I've now, especially in the summertime, started drinking mocha coffee or caramel coffee or hazelnut coffee. Well, the reason they're putting those flavorings in the coffee is because the coffee by itself tastes like you know what. And that's why there is a new thought. Get rid of the smorgasbord of chemicals that you're drinking in that coffee that if you drink it by itself, it tastes horrible. There's all kinds of stuff like ethyl alcohol. Look at the coffee. And formaldehyde acetate.
Mmm.
Yeah, how do you like that? So this coffee that we're talking about, BuzzBox, doesn't need to be flavored. The beans are the stuff that dreams are made of, from the coffee maker's point of view anyway. The coffee is taken care of properly. It's ground and you get it within 48 hours. Some of the stuff you get on the store shelf has been there for a year. And there's no flavoring in it. Some, there are, according to a little research, there are 200 different flavors of coffees at various commercial locations, depending on the coffee company. 200 of them. And that's because people want to cover up the actual strong, horrible taste of the coffee. But BuzzBox, not the problem. Jennifer says it tastes great. It smells wonderful. It's 100% Arabica coffee. 866-456-7805 is the place to go to order your BuzzBox coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dial 866-456-7805. We can just go online to DougSteffen.com. See the big orange box on the right-hand side of most of the pages on the website. BuzzBox coffee. Order it. Enjoy it. Love it. The first bag is on us, or on them. It's not on me. They'll be happy to give you a free bag of BuzzBox coffee so you can get the aroma, you can get the taste, and then you'll say, ah, ha, I'm ordering this. 866-456-7805 gets you started. And thank you, by the way. The proceeds of this are going to help me keep the farm going, which is kind of a cool thing. Thanks to the folks at BuzzBox Coffee for offering that opportunity to me. Free coffee, BuzzBox Coffee, yummy coffee at 866-456-7805.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got combos for 50 cents. So cool. Google for 39 cents. Way. And a 16-gig flashback for $7. I got a muscle that ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got combos for 50 cents, school glue for 39 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply. See store at staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
It's time to break up with your current phone. For a limited time, you can get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. That's right. All you have to do is switch. Now, don't worry. Your current phone isn't going to be mad at you. Jealous, maybe, but not mad. It doesn't have feelings under that screen. It's just a bunch of parts. Plus, Boost Mobile has plans starting at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. Seems like that's something you could take home to mom. So go ahead and leave your old phone for a new phone with a better plan. Your old phone will never know, but your wallet will. Get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Plans start at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. So you never have to hold back. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. Promotion valid until 9/1/14 and participating dealers while supplies last and only for new monthly activations porting in from non-Sprint related carriers. Free phone limits to select models. Excludes taxes. Require payment of first month service. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes a month of high-speed data. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Big news of the weekend is Jennifer's going to be a grandmother. Film at 11. 51 after a good day.
Especially to her.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Half the hour now, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where there are usually at least two things we can focus on, sometimes three, that have to do with the world of technology, time being available, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's start off the week, as usual, with our technology reporter, Shelley Palmer, who's here to talk with you about a virtual reality headset used by the medical world that could one day, this thing could save your life. That's why you'll want to be paying attention to Shelley, who's just around the corner here on Good Day.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no tax. taxes during retirement and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the Oculus Rift virtual reality headset offers many new types of experiences, but its latest use may one day save your life. The Rift is currently being used by med students to view surgeries from a first-person perspective. After a donation from the Movio Foundation, surgeons have begun recording medical procedures using GoPro's Dual Hero system, which captures video from two GoPro cameras, then converts it to 3D in post-production. In the past, med students could only experience a surgery from a first-person perspective by being in the room, but that meant there was a chance that some of the process and techniques could be missed. With Oculus Rift, med students can see the surgery firsthand, then relive it all through the surgeon's eyes. Experts say Oculus, which is owned by Facebook, won't become a medical device because Facebook won't want to deal with the FDA. But this trial run shows one of the endless possibilities of virtual reality and offers a glimpse into the possible future of medicine. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Motor City just experienced record rainfall that flooded at least five freeways and brought the city to a grinding halt. It's only a matter of time before a storm brings the same type of dangerous road conditions to other parts of our country. Do you know what to do if you're faced with dangerous flooded streets? Here's some technical information from Brian Osich for you.
0 to 60, I'm Brian Osich. Flooded streets and fast-moving water can bring any city to a standstill, but some motorists ignore the calls for caution and drive through the flooded waters anyway. GM's James Bell says the best idea is to turn around.
If you see a barricade, it's there for a reason. Don't drive around it. It's hard to tell how deep the water of a flooded street really is. The average vehicle can be swept away in as little as 12 inches of water, and that includes pickups and SUVs.
Over half of all flooded-related drownings happen when a vehicle is driven into hazardous flood water.
These types of deaths are preventable. Drivers need to know that flooded roads can collapse underneath them, or they can be swept away by a strong current after exiting a vehicle. If that happens, items traveling downstream can trap or even crush you.
And what if you must drive?
Driving through flooded areas is a bad idea, but if you have no choice, estimate the depth of the water based on the cars driving ahead of you and go at a slow and steady pace.
For more, go to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM. I'm Brian Usach.
All right, so this is something that requires our attention. Thanks to Facebook, a woman in South Carolina has discovered that her husband is married to three other women.
And he's dumb enough to put it on Facebook?
No, you think. That guy's smart enough to get three, or dumb enough to get three wives.
Yeah.
Figure out not to post it on Facebook.
In a relationship with blah, blah, blah. Maybe he should have just made it complicated, his status.
Yeah.
Exactly.
His name is Darnell Pixley.
Okay.
He's from Newbury, South Carolina. He was arrested, charged with bigamy, after his wife spotted wedding photos of him with other women on Facebook.
Wow.
It's a wonder he's still alive.
Oh, my God. He got married last November to another woman. Investigators also found that he was allegedly married to two other women, and the union's dating back to 1988.
Oh, good.
Each of his wives lives in a different part of South Carolina. They're not even, it's not even a different state. He just moves around from one county to another.
What excuse do you come up with to say, I'm not
coming
home for a week?
This guy. My God, what a stupid.
I want to hear the stories.
The sheriff told the reporter that asked the questions that Pixley may have had even more. May have had seven wives, this guy.
Why do you even want that many wives?
I can't imagine.
Love
why
you
would want seven
sir.
Wives. One would be more than enough, it would seem to me. But that's just me. All right. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.